The World Health Organization has a dire warning for Africa. It says African countries could be looking at the deaths of 190,000 people from COVID-19, and nearly a quarter of a billion people on the continent could become infected with coronavirus. Dr. Matsidiso Moeti is the WHO's regional director for Africa.
We could have a situation where we are seeing widespread transmission of the virus and the health system is overwhelmed. I think what is very important is to put in place ways of caring for people that try to address the problem early, because we want to minimize the proportion of people who will get to the point of needing critical care, because we know that these types of facilities are not adequate by any means in the majority of African countries.
The new research from the WHO suggests that the spread of COVID-19 across Africa is likely to be slower than it's been in other parts of the world, but that it could continue to take a toll over the next several years. Dr. Ahmed Kalibi is CEO of the Lancet Group of Laboratories in East Africa.
So we have two problems. One, if COVID-19 actually hits the population as much as it is predicted, then a lot of people will die out of it. Number two is that other diseases that we are suffering from, HIV, TB, will end up being on the back burner and being neglected. And that's what's happening at the moment.
Of course, the impact of the coronavirus is already being felt there. The WHO says there are more than 75,000 coronavirus infections across 53 countries in Africa right now. And so far, more than 2,500 people have died. Lockdowns have disrupted daily life in many parts of Africa. And for Muslims in Nairobi, Kenya, that means Ramadan has a very different feel this year. The entire holy month cannot be shut down, even by a pandemic. But Muslims in Nairobi have adjusted how they're observing Ramadan. The world's Halima Gakandi has our story.
On a normal Friday during Ramadan, Ahmed Ali Mohammed would head to the mosque with his family and friends.
And then we'll head home and, you know, have a feast with friends and families and relatives, sometimes over my grandmother's or my mother's house. But this Ramadan has been very different.
Mohammed's mother and grandmother live in the mostly Muslim neighborhood of East Lee. He normally visits them often, but not these days.
All the mosques have been closed down. So everything is different. It's Ramadan, feels like Ramadan, you're fasting through the day, but when it comes to breaking the fast, it's really different. It's not Ramadan anymore because, you know, Ramadan used to bring people together.
Mohammed and his family have never been more apart. He lives less than 30 minutes away from his mother, but East Lee is now under a 15-day lockdown due to a spike in COVID-19 cases. Some have accused the government of discriminating against Muslims because the only two neighborhoods in the country put under lockdown are predominantly Muslim. Kenya's Interior Minister, Fred Matiang'i, met with Muslim leaders on Wednesday. He said the government isn't discriminating against anyone.
I want to urge you, my brothers, my Muslim brothers, that please let nothing divide us during this particular time.
Mohammed says he understands why certain areas have to be locked down. He points to a well-known saying or hadith from the Prophet Muhammad about what people should do during a pandemic or a plague.
Any place that is under quarantine, you shouldn't go in, and if you're inside, you shouldn't come out. You know, that's a hadith from the Prophet, peace be upon him.
But Mohammed still worries about his family. Police and soldiers have blocked the roads. Only essential workers are allowed in and out of the neighborhood.
Most of the people that used to come into East Lee are from outside. You know, the small traders, the ones who bring fresh groceries, they don't come to East Lee anymore. So they don't get that much of fresh groceries.
Food shortages are a problem in other areas, too. Mohammed is a trader in wholesale goods like sugar, flour, and rice. He says some items, like dates, a favorite Ramadan treat, are now hard to find.
We used to have dates, like lots of dates, you know, from mostly the Middle Eastern countries, you know, all North Africa. We don't get them because there are no goods that are coming into the country.
With the lockdown and business slow, Mohammed's spending Ramadan at home with his wife Fatima and their two children. Instead of going to the mosque to break the fast every evening, they turn on the TV or the computer.
Actually, majority of the mosques do have like YouTube pages. So you can follow the sermons even on YouTube. If it's Friday, you can watch the Friday sermons on YouTube, but you do have to pray at home.
Some mosques have their own TV channels, like the country's biggest one, Jamia Mosque, which closed for the first time in its 95-year history. It's been holding prayers online and bringing in doctors and experts to talk about the pandemic. I asked Mohammed if he watches the virtual mosque programs with his kids.
Yes, we do watch them together, but, you know, kids are kids. They'll go for the cartoons.
But there's one message Muslim leaders are trying to drive home. Here's Jamia Mosque's Sheikh Ibrahim Lathome.
You fall sick today, look for a doctor. Look for medicine. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants, He will put cure in that medicine. But you cannot sit down there and say, Mungu akipenda, if Allah so wills, I will get cured.
In other words, trust the science and listen to the doctors. For The World, I'm Halima Gikandi.